It's Monday, October 5th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. A new law on cybersecurity for small businesses introduced. Is the watch the way for voice? And the end of the American internet? This is the Business of Tech. On Friday, a bipartisan group of House and Senate lawmakers introduced legislation focused on small businesses, nonprofits, and local governments to defend against cyber attacks. Quoting from The Hill, the Improving Cybersecurity of Small Organizations Act would require the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, to develop and issue guidance on cybersecurity policies for small businesses, nonprofits, and local governments. Both the CISA and the Small Business Administration would be required to promote the guidance, and the SBA would be additionally required to issue a report on the state of small business cybersecurity every 2 years, end quote. The work output, guidance that documents and promotes policies and controls, the promotion of that guidance, and a report to Congress describing the incentives to small organizations to improve their security, and a state of small business cybersecurity report every 2 years from the SBA. Why do we care? I've been saying more regulation is coming, and it's starting. Here's the documentation of policies and procedures and that report on the current status. Anyone believe this is the last step? If we believe you can't manage what you don't measure, here's the measuring. The SBA will now be measuring the state of the market. There's the obvious opportunity to plug in here. Someone's going to win that work to consult, but also the ability to influence. I've been discussing the idea of those state-level associations. Here's a way to get those involved as well. Some enterprising providers are going to lead the way here. Today is a bit of a contrarian day, and I want to highlight some thinking on Above Avalon about the Apple Watch, which is positioned against smart speakers from Google and Amazon. Quoting from the piece, in fact, it is only a matter of time before it becomes clear the stationary home speaker is shaping up to be one of the largest head fakes in tech. I don't think stationary smart speakers represent the future of computing. Instead, companies are using smart speakers to take advantage of an awkward phase of technology in which there doesn't seem to be any clear direction as to where things are headed. Consumers are buying cheap smart speakers powered by digital voice assistants without having any strong convictions regarding how such voice assistants should or can be used. The major takeaway from customer surveys regarding smart speaker usage is that there isn't any clear trend. If anything, smart speakers are being used for rudimentary tasks that could be just as easily done with digital voice assistants found on smartwatches or smartphones. End quote. The piece also highlights data on sales. Approximately 35% of iPhone users in the US now wear an Apple Watch, and per Apple, 75% of Apple Watch sales will be first-time customers, where watch growth will be the size of the entire Fitbit install base every 12 months. Now, why do we care? Here's why we care. I'm tracking the adoption of voice, not specifically smart speakers. There's a lot to learn here about Apple's health play, but that isn't the key point. Voice is still a force, both on the watch and on the smart speakers. Regardless of which device class wins or dominates, voice is on both. I'm still convinced there's opportunity in voice, and my takeaway here is to be more precise with about voice versus smart speakers. Highlighting a piece by Benedict Evans, which declares the end of the American internet. Here's the data you care about, quoting from the article. 80 to 90% of internet users are now outside the USA. There are more smartphone users in China than in the USA and Western Europe combined. By 2017, almost half of new straight relationships in the USA started online, and more of the venture capital for company creation is outside of the US than within it. The piece dives into TikTok as well, noting that this is the first major example of a mass media product that was created outside of the US with such major penetration in the US. Why do we care? The piece does note that technology is becoming a regulated industry, not just by laws in the US. That was what got my attention. We've talked a bunch on the Killing It podcast about the bifurcation or trifurcation of the internet, and this highlighted both that trend in terms of users and in terms of capital. As you analyze your customers, know that their ability to reach and do business is changing too, and here are the stats to back it up. Acronis invites you to the Acronis Global Cyber Summit, the premier event dedicated to connecting the IT channel and IT pros with actionable insights, solutions, and strategies for effective cyber protection. Bringing together service providers, value-added resellers, CIOs, and ISVs, the summit is the world's largest gathering of thought leaders and industry experts sharing insights and advances in the field of cyber protection. Featuring a long list of speakers, sign up for free at acronis.events/summit2020. You'll even be able to catch me doing Why Do We Care online. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Many of you may be new with a big surge of listeners just coming in from the weekend. Thanks for listening. You'll get this every single day, and I'll talk to you all again tomorrow.